From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies looking for a man who tried to steal a motorcycle from a McKinleyville residence this morning. At about 4:55 a.m., deputies called to the 100 block of Twego Court in McKinleyville for a burglary alarm. Upon arrival, deputies heard noises coming from the backyard. They saw a man attempting to pull a motorcycle over a fence. When deputies approached him, he fled north into a nearby wooded area. Deputies couldn't locate the suspect in that area, but were able to recover several items that he had taken from the residence. He's described as a man wearing a black Carhartt-type jacket and a plastic paintball-style mask. 42% of California State University students experienced low food security, and 11% reported being homeless at some point during the previous year. A recent study done by Humboldt State University social work professor Jennifer McGuire and CSU Long Beach social work professor Rashida Crutchfield is a comprehensive mixed-method study of university students' basic needs and their relationship to student success within a four-year higher education system. Their study indicates that today's college students face significant housing and food insecurity challenges. It also shows that financial problems directly impact mental and physical health and academic success. Work on the Railroad Street construction project in Brookings scheduled to recommence on April 30th, according to City Manager Gary Milliman. The construction schedule calls for the installation of traffic control signs on April 30th, with construction to begin the following day. Completion of work on Railroad is scheduled for July 11th. The contractor will be installing a related drainage swale on Tanbark Road 2, and that work scheduled for July 10th through the 30th. Traffic during that time will be one way. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office receiving a call from Manila residents about a suspicious subject entering and exiting a barn on the 200 block of Stamps Lane. Descriptions of the subject closely match the appearance of a wanted felony suspect, 42-year-old Aaron Ray Wagner, whom authorities had been searching for. While checking the area for the subject, deputies saw him enter a vehicle. When deputies tried to make contact with him, he fled on foot through a number of properties. They located him hiding under a shed at a property on the 1800 block of Key Street. He was taken into custody and booked into the Humboldt County Jail. Well, the I Like Eureka campaign and Eureka Police joining forces to remodel and update the city's historical Food Shack building located just inside the entrance to the Sequoia Park. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.